Imagine I'm your employer and you work for me, say, Monday to Saturday every week. And I come to you one day and I say, hey, Tom, you're a great worker. I want you to take Mondays off. I want you, you don't need to come into work. Just go and rest and get refreshed and renewed and spend some time as well just studying our company, studying myself, getting to know us and our values better. And I'm telling you to do this because I know from science that this kind of weekly rest day is incredibly beneficial. And I think you will in the long run contribute more to this company and you'll also be healthier and happier yourself. You say to me, hey, boss, you're the greatest, and off you go. But what do you do that Monday? You start Ubering and delivering pizzas all day. Like, what are you thinking? More importantly, what am I thinking? And yet, many of us do this with God's weekly gift of a day of rest. He gives us this day to rest and renew, and yet, we just use it to follow our own agendas, do our own work, our own studies, sports, and so on and so forth. Again, we wonder, what are we thinking? More importantly, what is God thinking about this? I want to bring before you the need for one full day a week of rest and to make it a day of rest. Why do I say a full day? Well, first of all, we've got God's example. Now, God didn't need it, but God did it. When he made the world in 6 days, he rested on the seventh in order to give us an example. He's saying, look, here's what I'm doing. I want you to copy me. And then Adam and Eve, in their unfallen state, also followed that pattern of 6 days work, one day of rest. And again, they didn't need it like we do. They were perfect people in perfect bodies in a perfect world, yet they still needed this one day in seven as a rest day. And then Israel, when they were constituted as a nation, God said to them, look, remember, because obviously people were doing the pizza and Ubering equivalent of their own day, he's saying, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. And they were given an additional motive in that God's great redemption was now in their minds and they were to study it and think about it and get the spiritual benefit of that. And then we come to Jesus in the New Testament and he says the Sabbath was made for humanity. In other words, he's saying, here's a great gift. I've designed this, I've thought about this, I've put this together in a beautiful package. I've made it for you, for your benefit and for your good. It's a gift to be received with gratitude. And then he claims lordship over that day. He says, I'm Lord of the Sabbath day. So clearly from beginning to end of the Bible, one full day a week has been designated as a rest day. But what does that actually mean, a rest day? Well, it means, first of all, spiritual rest. It's a day when we turn aside from our own works and our own labors to study and rest in God's work and God's labors. And it raises a question, does our use of the Lord's Day demonstrate very physically and visibly that we have turned aside from our own works and turned to studying and resting in God's great work of redemption? We've got an even greater redemption to think on than the Israelites did. So there's spiritual rest. There's also physical rest. It's a day for our bodies just to be calm, to be relatively still, to be renewed and refreshed. We need that after working hard. 6 days, we are to rest hard one day. And then there's mental rest, cognitive rest. And yes, we are to listen to God's word and study God's word and hear God's word. And that involves mental labor, but it's a change to what we do the other days of the week. And in this case, a change is as good as a rest. And in addition to that, by thinking on things above, all the things below look different after that. There's a change in perspective. Our worldview is more balanced. And so we get a mental rest. And then there's emotional rest. So we want to try and get these frenzied, stressed emotions calming down, at least for one day in the week. And we do that perhaps by shutting off the internet, email, social media for one day and just letting that calm down, all these stress chemicals calm down. Want to renew relationships with family and friends, again, very emotionally restful. So it's a beautiful gift of physical, spiritual, emotional, and mental rest. So your action item this week, well, if you want to really supercharge your spirituality, I want to encourage you to an experiment. Just for the next 4 weeks, just try it. For 4 weeks, four Sundays, take one full day off and rest spiritually, physically, emotionally, and mentally. Turn aside from your own work, your own studies, your own agendas, and focus on God's work, God's word, God's agenda. Why not, yeah, for one day a week, have a digital fast. Just stop all that input that frazzles the mind. Get amongst Christians, fellowship, build relationships, listen to God's word, and maybe take a walk, enjoy God's creation without the earbuds in, and just enjoy this gift. And I think that's the main thing. It's to view the Sabbath not as something you have to do, but something you actually get to do. It's not so much a demand, but a gift. It's not so much God saying, you give to me, but he's saying, let me give to you. And I think if we could frame our minds around that better, more positively, it would become much easier to receive this gift and to benefit from this gift. Real men, rest at least one day a week.